Okay, we start at the bottom of Laman Alpha with Bet. There we have a statement from Rabbi Chelbo. I'm Rabbi Chelbo. Chazina le the Rav Huna. The Karech le me'echad kalfei shma. The first thing he did when he was rolling up the mezuzot, he used to roll him from the side of echad to the side of the shma, meaning from the end, the left side, to the right side, so that the outermost part of the parchment would be the beginning of the Shema. And number two is, Osir Parshiot Tehas Tumot. He also used to make, when you write the Mezuzot, there are two Parshiot found, and then it's Shema and Vayayim Shamoa. So he used to write them Stumot, right next to each other with a small gap between them, a Parsha Stuma between them. Now, the Torah itself has these two Parshiot, but they're not adjacent in the Torah. One is found in Parshat Etchanan, that's Shema. One's found in Parshat Ekev. If you look at Shema in Parshat Etchanan, before the Shema there's a Tucha, and if you look after the Shema, it's a Stuma. If you go to Parshat Ekev and look at Vayam Shmo, it's both a Stuma before and afterwards. So if you were simulating what was in the Torah, it would make sense to put a Parshat Stuma between the two of them, because Shema ends with a Parshat Stuma, and Vayam Shmo starts with a Parshat Stuma. Meitave, I'm Rabbi Shimon Bar Elazar, Rabbi Meir ya kodval duchstustus. First thing, Rabbi Meir used to write the mezuzah on a duchstustus, kemin daf. So he used to write it like a daf, meaning like a column within a Sefer Torah. He used to leave a space above, a space below. And he used to make the parshiot petuchot, meaning that the gap between the Shema and Vayah and Shemoa, he used to put a parsha petucha there. Amar Tilo Rebbe Matam. Why do you do that? Why do you leave a parsha petucha between them? As a machlokas rishonim, and they say exactly the opposite. It's actually very difficult. Machlokas Rosh and the Rambam about what's a ptucha and stuma, and their opinions are exactly the opposite of each other. But basically, what we would do, let's do it this way: a stuma, what we would call a stuma, is if you finish, you leave 8 spaces, and that's it. You don't go to the end of the line. It's not like hitting a carriage return. It's just you leave 8 spaces, and then you continue. Tucha is you stop there, leave blank to the end of the line, and then you start the next line and enter a carriage return. That's the basic difference between them. So if you leave a stuma, you would just leave a small space between them. You stop here, and then you start the next one. If you left the ptucha, you leave blank to the end of the line, and then you start the next line. You start by Yom Shema. My Tilo Rebbe, my Tom, why do you do this? Amarli ho ve'ein smuchot min haTorah. Problem is that they're not adjacent in the Torah. They don't belong together in the Torah. So therefore, he put in a parsha ptucha to indicate, even though they're not really a parsha ptucha in the Torah, but to indicate that they're not really hound this way in the Torah, he put a parsha ptucha between the Shema and the Vayayim Shema. Rama Rab Chanan Alam Rab Alocha Krib Shim Ben Elazar. The Alocha is like Rab Shim Ben Elazar. If that's the case, you have a problem for Rabbi Chelbo. Rabbi Chelbo said that you do it stuma, and here you have Rab Shim Ben Elazar saying that you do it ptucha, and on top of that you have Rab saying the Alocha is like Rab Shim Ben Elazar. So my love, a ptuchot. And Chanan Alam Rab said the Alocha is Rab Shim Ben Elazar, is talking about this din of ptuchot, lo a revach. It's talking about leaving the space on the top and the bottom. Become a revach. How much space do you leave on the top and bottom? I'm Rab Nashi Bar Yaakov, Bram Yila, I'm Rab Shmuel Bar Yaakov, Kamalei, Atvo de Sifre. You use it for the clasps or the weights that the Sofrim use. In order to keep the cloth from rolling up, you have to place something heavy on the top, something on the bottom, so it doesn't just roll up automatically. So those items or those clasps that they use to hold it open, you need enough space that they hold it without being on top of the ketav. So that's the amount of space you would leave on the top and the bottom. So Amar Lei Abaye the Rav Yosef, Vat lo tizbra dechi amarava revach. So he says, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, you don't think that that's the way to explain this memra of Rab, when he was speaking about Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that the only time he said the halacha is like him is about the revach above and below, and not about the inyan of ptuchot. Why wouldn't you think this way? Because v'harav itle minhoga. Rav holds that minhag has a kviut like din. The minhag has the power of din, and it cannot be undone. V'ayidna nahug alma b'stumot. And today, if you open up all our mezuzot, the minhag is that everybody writes them stumot. So if that's the case, it must be that we believe that the halacha is this way. Rav would defer to the minhag of the people. The fact is that they write them stumot. That's an indication that must be the halacha. And therefore, when Rav came to say halacha from Shimon Elazar, he couldn't be saying that halacha is like him in Parshiot Ptuchot. Must be that he's talking about the revach aspect of it. And where do we know that from? Dama Rava, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Im Yavo Eliyahu, V'yomar Chutzim B'na'al Shomim Lo. When it comes to doing the chalitza, we don't know what the din is, l'gabei shu, whether it can be done l'chadchilo or not. And if Eliyahu Hanavi comes and tells us the atid lavo that you can use him now l'chadchilo, shomim lo. Ein chutzim b'sandal, but on the other hand, if he comes and tells us that we can't use a sandal, Ancient Lima, Kishivar Naguam Bisandal, the people used, the Am already uses the sandal. The fact that the Am uses the sandal for Chalitza is an indication that that is the din. The Minog is the Tokif of din in this area. And Eliyahu Navi can't come and undermine what the Minhag Am is. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Kana Amar Rav Im Yavo Eliyahu Veyomar In Chulzim Benal, you can't use a Menal, Shomim Lo, we do listen to him. In Chulzim B'Tzandal, but you're not allowed to use a Sandal, In Shom Lim Lo, Shkvar Nagua Am B'Tzandal Vamrin and Mai Benayu. What are between these two Lishonot, the one of Rav Yosef and the one of Rabbo? What's the difference between them? You have Rabbo and Rav Yosef arguing here about the Lashon. Both agree when it comes to Sandal that Eliyahu or Navi does not have the ability or the right to undermine or change the fact that we use the sandal already, because that's the minhag. So the difference between them must be in the minhag, in the issue of the shoe. So there was a difference between them. That's the Gemara answer. Minhag lechatchila yikim minhayu. The difference between them is whether you can use a minhag lechatchila or not. The first mandamar or rabbi who says im yavoliyo v'yomar chotzim b'minhag shomim lo, he believes that until this point in time you're allowed to use a b'diavad. And now you're allowed to b'diavad. Eliyahu Navi comes and says you can use a lechatchila. Fine. On the other hand, Rav Yosef thinks ein chotzim menal shomim lo, that right now we can use the menal because until this point in time you could use it lechatchila, and then Akshav he comes around and says ein chotzim, that the din is that you can't use the menal. So this is, if you look in Rashi, menal lechatchila mandar mei yavoli yomar chotzim b'menal shomim lo. Right now you can't do it. L'chatchila. Ad shivo Eliyahu b'yoreh. And then he tells us he has to do this. The manda amrim yovo Eliyahu v'yomar ein chotzim menal shomim lo michlau. The ad shivo Eliyahu v'yomar lo techotzenu menal chotzim. Then until this point in time you were allowed to use it. I mean that Eliyahu Navi is being mechadesh something. He has to be mechadesh. So if he's saying that you can use it, that means until this point in time we were not using it fully. Why weren't we using fully? Because we said only b'diavad use a manal. That means they preferred the sandal over a manal. On the other hand, the other one who says that if Eliyahu comes and says, don't use the manal, sounds like until this point in time they were using a manal. So now if they were using a manal, that means l'chatchila they were using it, now he comes and undermines it. And in the din, he's mechadesh or something. So whatever he's mechadesh has to be based on what the current trend was. Now Tosfos asks an interesting question over here. It says, Avadgav the Kaimelon, even though we generally believe Rabbi Rav Yosef, Halacha ke Rabba, Bar Misodeh, Inyan ve Me'umechsa, those three items are the only times that we pass on Rav Yosef. That's not one of them. Urabba, Ein Chotzim Me'menal, V'chatchila. That means, according to Rabba, today, we don't do Chalitza with a Me'nal. You go to any Beis Din, Achshav Nalagim, Lachlotz Me'nal. And we do use a Me'nal. We use a shoe. Any Beis Din has to do Chalitza today, uses a shoe. He says, gives two answers here. One answer is, because Feish, Ein Anu Bekim B'Sandal, we don't know what a real sandal is. Right? You have to know what's the, you have to know what the din of a sandal is, and we don't know what the din of a sandal is. Inami b'milta dekami mishmei achrin afshar d'alocha k'Rav Yosef. It's an interesting answer. The only time we say Rabbi Rav Yosef alocha k'Rabba is when it's an ikar machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Over here, they're arguing about what Rav Kahana Amar Rav said. And since they're saying it b'shem someone else, over there maybe Rabbah doesn't get that precedence of Rabbah v'Rav Yosef alocha k'Rabbah. Because they're really not quoting their own opinions, they're quoting someone else's opinion and arguing about what their opinion was. So the Gemara says, El Rav Shmina must be that Rav says a Revach Shema Mina. When Rav said alocha is like b'shem men alazar, that must be that he was referencing the aspect of Rav Shimon Elazar that's talking about Revach, the spacing on the top and the bottom, and not in reference to the Parsha Ptucha and Stuma. And that is because we see that the Minhag Am is to do B'Stuma, and Rav thinks that when you have a Minhag Am is Koveya the Din. So if they hold that it's Stuma, and people are doing a Stuma, we're not going to come and tell them, no, do a Parsha Ptucha. Now Rav Nachman or Yitzhak Amar, he has a different solution to this problem. Mitzvah lasotan stumot. The better way to do them, or the chatchila, is to do them stumot, the way the Rabbi Chelbo said. V'abdinu p'tuchot shamer dami. But if you do them as p'tuchot, then it's not pusel the mezuzah. Umay p'tuchot to come Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And that's how we explain the bright when Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, do them p'tuchot, af p'tuchot. Saying even p'tuchot will be okay. So that means that the reconciliation here is not that stumot, yes, Tuchot, no, but rather stumot. And even if you want to, you can do them ptuchot. It's not pasul either way. Just the better way to do them is to do them as a stumot. So Mar says, lema misayile. Let's say this is an additional proof to this position of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Kiyotzebo, sefer Torah shibala. The sefer Torah that's been worn down, and it's time to put it into Geniza. Tefillin shebalu, also tefillin have been worn down. Ein osim mehen mezuzah. So you would think you can make a mezuzah out of them, because you have the parshiot v'shmai v'shemola, you can cut them out and use them for a mezuzah. The Emor says, no. Ein osim mehen mezuzah, fi she'in moridim mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. You can't downgrade. Right? Malim b'kodesh, ve'in moridin. Since Sefer Torah is the highest kedusha, then tefillin, then mezuzah. So in that gradation, you can't downgrade a Sefer Torah to a mezuzah. You can't downgrade tefillin to a mezuzah. The Gemara says, ha-moridin. It seems to be the only ma'akir is the problem of malim b'kodesh ve'in moridin. Ha-moridin. Had we had permission to downgrade them, osim, then you would have been permitted to do this. Amai. Hacha stumot, v'hacha tuchot. What are you going to do? How can you downgrade them? One place you're using parshiot stumot, and one place you're using them tuchot. Meaning, in the Sefer Torah, you have them as being stumot, because they're written as stumot in the Sefer Torah. V'hacha, in the mezuzah, you want them to be tuchot, because you think the din, like Rav Shimon Elazar, is tuchot. Alishma mina, what is it? The mezuzah can also be written as stumot, and that's why you could have used those in the Sefer Torah. Where it says, no. Maybe dilma lahashlim. So maybe they're using them to patch them up. And that they're not taking the whole parsha of Shema, the whole parsha of Vayayim Shema, and placing them together in mezuzah. But either they're missing a couple lines at the bottom, they're missing some words here, and they're using words from the Sefer Torah, cut them out of the Sefer Torah, and they're patching them in to the mezuzah to fill in those places where they have a problem, where there's an issue. Not that they're taking the whole parsha out of the Torah, but they're just taking clips out of it to put into the mezuzah. Now the Gemara deals with this. Hamoridin osin. You would have thought that you can downgrade from a Sefer Torah or Tefillin to a mezuzah. V'atanya, we have a problem. There's a difference between mezuzah and those other items. Alocha l'moshe m'sinai, Tefillin al-klaf, u'mezuzah al-duch sustus. The Tefillin after made on klaf, and mezuzah al-duch sustus. Now, what we're talking about here is a piece of skin, the skin that's taken off the animal. That skin can be divided in half. It's split in half. The part that is nearer to the outside, to the hair side of the skin, that strip is called the klaf. The side that's inside, the flesh side of the skin, when you split it in half, is called the dustus. There are, just so you know, there are deot that say the exact opposite, but we'll go with this deot, that the klaf is the outer piece, the dustus is the inner piece, and then there's a third type which is called gvil. Gvil is when you take the whole piece. You don't split it whatsoever, and you take the whole slab, that's called the gvil. If you write a Sefer Torah, written on a gvil, which is the whole slab. The Braita here says, Alach l'moshe m'sinai, tefillin ala klaf. Tefillin after you've written on the klaf, which would be the outer slice. The outer slice, but, and mezuzah duch stustus is on the inner slice. Klaf, when you write on the klaf, b'makom basar. Now the klaf is the outer strip, but on the makom basar is the inner side. Duch stustus b'makom seyar. On the other hand, the duch stustus, which is the inner slab, you write that on the hair side of the slab, which means both of them you write where you split the skin. Where you've split between the two pieces, you write on the area that is the split. So the Gemara says, what sounds from that? You're going to have a problem here. You have klaf, right, exactly. How do you switch between them? You have tefillin on the klaf, on the outer piece. You have the mezuzah on the inner piece. And now you want to downgrade the tefillin to mezuzah. You're going from klaf to dustus. You can't do that. It says the mitzvah. The loch l'moshe b'sinai is only a din l'chadchilo. It's not a din that's me'akeh b'diavid. It says, v'atanyo shino pasul. That if you change one for the other, you're pasul. Which would indicate that it is a din even b'diavid. You can't switch between them. It says b'tfilin. The problem is with tefillin. Tefillin you can't take from klaf and move them over to duchstustus. On the other hand, be mezuzah, you can write on either. You can write them either on duchstustus or on klaf. Doesn't matter. Either one is good for the mezuzah. V'atanyo shino ben b'zeh ben. You have another brayta that says whether you switch one or the other, you're problematic. So here it sounds from this brayta that means whether you switch the mezuzah or the tefillin, they're going to be problematic. Where it says, no, idi v'idi b'tefillin. Both braytot are speaking about tefillin. V'adichtinu aklaf v'makom se'ar. V'adichtivinu aduchstustus v'makom basar. They're both talking about tefillin. And the problem is where you wrote on the tefillin. On the klaf, which is the outer piece of the skin. If you wrote on the makom se'ar, which means on the outside of the outer piece, that's problem for tefillin. Because the tefillin say right on the klaf, which is the outer strip, on the inside, the place where you've split it. Or, aduchstustus, if you wrote on the duchstustus, be makom basar. Now, the makom basar is the inside of duchstustus, means the duchstustus, which is the inner slab. Right, but you're not allowed to write on duchstustus whatsoever. And that's right, for tefillin at all. But here, the Gemara is only talking about tefillin. And it's saying, when you come to klaf, the only right way to do the klaf is on the inside of the klaf. The klaf, where it's split, that's where you can write it. Duxtustus, Rashi and Tosfot point out over here that the duxtustus is not, it means af a makoma basar, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's on the inside or the outside. On duxtustus, you can't write tefillin there. So that's what the Gemara says now. The Tanya, Shina, ben bezu, we're switching on either one of them. It's talking about tefillin. And tefillin, when you write them on the wrong side of the cloth, or you write them on duxtustus, both of those instances will make it problematic. Vibaydema, Shina bazer bezer, tanahi. So that's actually a machloket tanayim. But until this point, what we have is the fact that mezuzot could be written on cloth. It's just that they can be written on duxtustus, and tefillin can't be changed. If that's the case, you could downgrade tefillin to mezuzah, because you went from cloth to what should have been duxtustus for mezuzah, but mezuzah can be upgraded to cloth, and that won't be a problem. Now, the other possibility is, shina bazeh bazeh tznahi. That's actually machlokas, the Tanya. Shina bazeh bazeh pasul. If you switch either one of them, it's pasul. Mezuzah from duxtustus to cloth would be a problem, and tefillin from cloth to duxtustus would also be a problem. Rabbi Achai, mishum, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Chanina, who is machshir, or v'amila mishmeh, the Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina, that he is machshir. So we have a machlokas over here, whether it's shina bazeh bazeh is pasul or not. So if that's the case, maybe you don't have that second braita. If you don't have that second braita that says shina bazeh bazeh pasul, then we can say that the only problem is switching tefillin. Switching mezuzah, no problem, and therefore if you take the mezuzah and write on cloth, you'd be fine. So if you downgrade tefillin to mezuzah, you'd be also be fine because it's on cloth, and for mezuzah, cloth is fine. So those are the two possibilities of the answer. Both of them agree that tefillin has to be on cloth and not on duxtustus. Both of them agree that mezuzah can be on duxtustus as well as cloth. The only question is that we say shina bazeh bazeh pasul, what's that referring to? In terms of, is that referring to tefillin or does that not exist at all? Does that bright not exist because they're machshir b'shina bazeh bazeh? All right, now the Gemara says, hamuridin osin? Can you really downgrade from tefillin to mezuzah? Habai sirtut. One of the things you have to do for the mezuzah is put lines in there. They carve, you can see that one as a good sefer Torah, they mark the lines on which they write. That's why you make the shitot. The rows are made by these lines that they cut into the parchment. And then you skip a line, come under, then you write on the next line. Skip a line, write a line. That's what we learned before. So that is true by Sefer Torah, that it's by Sirtut. It's also true by Mezuzah, that it's by Sirtut. Tefillin do not require Sirtut. So now, how could you downgrade from Tefillin to Mezuzah? Tefillin don't have a requirement of Sirtut. Mezuzah does have a requirement of Sirtut. Damar Rav Minuni Bar Chilki, Amar Rav Chamar Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Kol Mezuzah Sheinu Mesuretet, Psula. If it doesn't have a Sirtut on it, it's Psula. Rav Minyamin Bar Chilki, Adidei Amar Sirtut Shel Mezuzah Lochel Moshe Mesinai. Not only is it Psula, but that's how Lochel Moshe Mesinai, that the Mezuzah requires Sirtut. If that's the case, how are you downgrading from Tefillin to Mezuzah? You're going from something that does not require Sirtut to something that does require Sirtut. It says, Trahi, that happens to be a Machuch Tanayim, Tetan, Rav Yirmi, Omer Mishim Rabbeinu, Tefillin u'mezuzot nechtevot shlo min aktav, ein tzrichut sirtut. Tefillin mezuzot can be written without copying out of another sefer, ein tzrichim sirtut, and they both do not require the scratching in of the lines. Ve'hochazot, the loch is, tefillin lo ba'i sirtut, mezuzah ba'i sirtut. Tefillin does not require a sirtut, mezuzot do require a sirtut. Idi v'idi nechtevot shlo min aktav. They both can be written without copying out of another sefer. A very good question. Taptos is here. Says Avim Tomar Dilma Mimisartite Vishlamar Deloha Yurigilin Lisartate Sefer Torah Utfilin. That they didn't do it in a Sefer Torah Tfilin. Kaven Delobo Yisutur. Since they don't need it. Gamir Mishami Berkamad Shabbat Kol Paturmin Devar Voseni Krayajot. That anybody who is not required to do something and does it anyway, it's a chumrah that has no basis, so they're called a hedyot. That's just something that's not worth doing. Uvaseder Rav Amram Mivio. Vah, Dam Rina Veso Perakama the Megillah, Divrei Shalom Vemet, Mulay Sitzricha Sirtut, Ki Amita Shel Torah, that the Megillah requires Sirtut like a regular Torah. Lo Kaper Shem Akuntris, the Mayor Besefer Torah Mamash. Talk about a real Sefer Torah, but mezuzah kamar. She amita shel Torah, she yish ba machut shamayim, because that's what you call amita shel Torah, because those are the most important parshiot in the Torah. Uchemucha chacha, the mezuzah by sirtut. Deteida, dee be Sefer Torah, kaperish a conscious, ailo de drosh, minikreit Sefer. Kedashin and Hotam, the Rashi Achrita, me the great Sefer. Ubi Yerushalmi, Mashma, Kaperisha Kuntris. The Mesefer at Torah, Atzma Yolif. The Kamar Hotam, Nemrakan, Divrei Shalom, Vemet. Emet, Knei, Valtim Kor. Malahalan, Sarich Sirtut, Afkan, Sarich Sirtut. Mashra, the Iri, Bechola Torah Kula. The Kola Torah Kula, Aktiva Kra. Vamar, Rabbeinu Tam, and this is Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Torah, Bai Sirtut. The Sefer Torah does require Sirtut, Mishum. Zekeli van Veyu. This is one of the proofs that Rabbeinu Tam believes that Zekeli van Veyu is a din de oraita. A din de oraita that he requires sefer Torah that sirtut from zekeli van veyu. So that's hider mitzvah, zekeli van veyu. And yet he still says that that makes a requirement that you have sirtut in a sefer Torah. Aval tefillin de mechusin beor, that they're covered up, you don't see them. Lo bay sirtut lo shaych behug noi, because there's no din of noi. Noi is something that you see. So sefer Torah that you see, you put in sirtut because of zekeli van veyu. Sechelin that you don't see, you don't put them in. We end up doing sirtut in a sefer Torah for sure. We have sirtut. We have sirtut in mezuzah, and I think the answer to your question is yes. I mean, you could see from the Beinu Tam, he says zekeli van veyu, that's a din of noi that we do it. We said v'idri idin nichtavot shelo min haktav. Both of them are not required to be written out of the copied out of another sefer. My taima. This is the reason migras grisin. We say them every day. Something that you're used to. It's not something that a person's going to make a mistake about. Not worried about them forgetting which words. They say it every day, so it's something normal. We want to copy out of a sefer. That's because we want them to be sure that they're writing it correctly. Over here, we don't have that chashash. Amar Rav Chelbo ana chazite the Rav Huna da'yati va'puraya the sefer Torah leah. He was sitting on a bed, a couch, on which a sefer Torah was also on. He flipped over a pitcher on the ground. He put the sefer Torah on the pitcher, and then he sat down on the bed. Meaning that he was unwilling to sit on the same bed as the sefer Torah. He thought that it was a gam kedushat sefer Torah. It was inappropriate to sit on the same bed or lie on the same couch on which there was a sefer Torah. Therefore, he flipped over a pitcher, put the sefer Torah on that, and then he laid down on the couch. He must believe also they shave al gabe mitash sefer Torah munachale. You're not allowed to sit down on a bed on which a sefer Torah is placed. That's number one. And upliga the Rabbi Bar Chanan. This argues on the position of Rabbi Bar Chanan. The Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, muta leishev agav mitash sefer Torah manachla. You can lay down on the same bed that there's a sefer Torah on it. V'im lachshach adam lomar. If someone wants to whisper to you and say that's not true because of the masib Rabbi Elazar, what's that case? Masib Rabbi Elazar sheyoshev al mita, sitting on a bed. Beniska sefer Torah manachla, and he remembered there was a sefer Torah sitting on the bed with him. Benishmat v'yoshev al gabi kar. He slipped off the bed immediately and sat on the ground. And he felt as if he was bitten by a snake. He felt horrible that he had sat on the same bed as the sefer Torah. So it would seem from this that Rabbi Elazar was indicating is that it's problematic to sit on the same location as the sefer Torah. And that's why he felt bad afterwards. And he slipped onto the ground and felt as if he was bitten by a snake. There the problem was that the sefer Torah was on the ground. It wasn't on the bed with him. That it had, I don't know if it had fallen onto the ground or it was on the ground. And therefore, he felt horrible that either the Sefer Torah was bizilna on the ground and he was up on the mita. Therefore, he slid down onto the ground to be with the Sefer Torah. And that's why he was upset, because of that bizayon, the Sefer Torah that was found on the ground. So don't let someone convince you that that story of Rabbi Elazar is teaching you that you're not allowed to sit on the same bed as the Sefer Torah, because the circumstances there were different. And they're not addressing the case that we're speaking about over here.
The thing is that they're saying that the Sefer Torah happened to be resting on a bed.
Right.
I know that around here is against I think the rug maybe was against shuls that had
the holder.
Holders.
That's Rav Moshe Feinstein has a big chiddush there that if you leave them in there, it's considered as if they're standing and not at rest, and you'd have to stand if they were put in those holders. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that it's a problem of it's not behanacha, it's not resting. That if it's laying down, it's resting. If someone's holding it, it could be resting. But if it's standing up in that position, it's not considered to be at rest. And therefore, you'd have to stand. Right, it's a minhag, but it's not. The din is that only when the sefer Torah, like the Talmud Chacham, when it's in movement, in action, then you got to move, you got to stand up. When it's not in action, I think that's what Moshe says there. That when it's standing in that thing, it's considered as if it's in movement, it's in action. And it says katva igeret psula. So katva here, we're talking about the mezuzah. If you write it like a letter, it's psula. Rashi over here says, what do you mean katva igeret is psula? Rashi says below sirtut. Below dictate but chaserot v'yeterot. So actually, there are two problems. An igeret doesn't have sirtut, and it doesn't have chaserot and yeterot. So that's the problem of katva igeret. Tosfos jumps. Rabbeinu Tam says right away, what do you mean katva sirtut? Sirtut is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It has nothing to do with igeret or not igeret. So he says no. That the problem here is refreshing with him. Igra mikra below mesoret. He did it through the mikra, the way it sounds, but not the mesoret of the chaserot and yeterot. So that's the only problem of katva igeret. So katva igeret psula my time. Atyo k'tiva, k'tiva misefer. We learn out k'tiva, k'tiva from Sefer Torah. That was what Tosfos was just referring to. That we learn out the k'tiva mezuzah from k'tiva at Sefer Torah. She says, why don't we have the gzeirah shavuot work the other way as well? Why don't we learn out from mezuzah to Sefer Torah? And you learn sirtut from mezuzah to Sefer Torah. Now, what is the gzeirah shavuot here? So Rashi brings down two possibilities. By mezuzah, it's easy. It's uchtav dama mezuzah beitecha. Then we know the k'tiva. What's the k'tiva by Sefer Torah? Two possibilities. One is inam iktov zot zikaron b'sefer, which is by Amalek in the end of B'shalach, or kotav la sefer kritut. Or the other one is by a get, It says Kavtavla Sefer Kritut, so that's Sefer Kritut also, so that would be the Gzer Shava of Sefer to Mezuzah. So you have to write it with Chaserot and Yeterot, you have to write it properly. Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, Tla B'Makel Psula. You hang the Mezuzah on a rod by the door, it's Pasul. My time. Bisharecha Beinan. We need it in the Shar, in the gate, on the area that is classified as the frame of the gate, not hanging on a stick that's hanging out next to the gate. We have a bright that supports this. If he puts it on a stack, or he puts it behind the door, that's dangerous, and you don't accomplish the mitzvah of mezuzah. So what's the danger over here? Rashi says the danger is, you're not putting up a mezuzah, right? Now you have sakana, you don't have a mezuzah that's protecting you. You don't have the regular mezuzah to protect you, then you're in trouble. That's a sakana here. And you're not doing the mitzvah of mezuzah. Tosus, on the other hand, says the sakana is similar to the sakana that we see by tefillin. Like, you can't have round tefillin because we're afraid you're going to bang your head and it's going to puncture your head. So he says the same thing over here. Saka vein ba mitzvah, the last tosus on the Yamud. Perish v'kunches kevim da sesh lo ki yochatayin abayim mishtaber b'pnei azikim v'kash le rabbeinu tam. Din kein avale le meimer hochi aval asuya shlo ki yochatayin. Dira de tal'a b'makel no keif barotsho. That if he puts on a staff, he won't pay attention, he'll bang his head into it. Talava date v'chein acharei adelet behind the door regila liyot boletet, it'll stick out. Umaka barosho, and he'll bump his head into it. So that Tosa says the real sakana here. The sakana here is not the sakana of you're not accomplishing the mitzvah, and therefore the sakana is that you're not protected by mezuzah. So that's what Tosa said. Wait a minute, you should just say shlo kiyocha, so it doesn't protect you. But that's not what it says here. Here it says it's psula and sakana. So that's the sakana here. He says it's a real sakana that you're going to bang your head into the pole or into the back of the door, and that's what the danger is over here. Shabet Munbaz Hamelech. Munbaz Hamelech used to be a traveling king. Osim bepundagotehem kein zeicha lemezuzah. They used to hang them on steps in their hotel rooms. Zeicha lemezuzah. As Rashi points out, they never stayed in a permanent location. They never went to a dirat keva. They never lived in a place where they were required to do mitzvah mezuzah. So in order not to forget mitzvah mezuzah, they used to take around the traveling mezuzah with them on a pole and put it in their rooms because they were not chayav in mitzvah mezuzah, but they didn't want to forget the mitzvah mezuzah. So they used to carry around these temporary mezuzot in order to put them up to show that they were remembering at least zecher the mitzvah at mezuzah, but that was not obviously the ikar mitzvah. They weren't doing the mitzvah.
You said about whether or not it's
They did a zecher the mitzvah. They knew they weren't accomplishing the mitzvah, so that shows you that it's pasul, meaning that zecher the mezuzah. They weren't doing the mitzvah mezuzah. They were doing zecher the mezuzah.
There's lots of things we do zecher that we do every year, like zecher the Nefesh Kehillah.
No, it sounds like it's right. There is a tshuva from Rav Metzger. Rav Metzger wrote in his tshuvot, the Miyam Alocho. Yom Alocho is the tshuva of Rav Metzger when he used to do the radio program. People used to call him with questions. And the answers, those are written up. So in there, he writes about someone who called in, and one of these taxi drivers went in, and they used to hang a mezuzah on the mirror as a shmira from traffic accidents. So he writes back, first of all, if you want to be careful with traffic accidents, just drive safe, more safely. Start with that. And number two, right, the school is better, but... the second thing he said there is that we're going to see this later on by tefillin. It says kol shetoleh tefilav. Anybody who hangs his tefillin, right, tolin lo chayav, that they should hang his life. I mean that it's dangerous. So he talks about here that the mezuzah is not efficacious in this manner, and that to hang a mezuzah is both inappropriate from the sense of the mezuzah, that you're not allowed to hang a mezuzah as a charm or as some sort of mia. And number two is that you can't use a mezuzah, it's not effective in that manner, and that's what you see from the Gemara over here, that it doesn't do anything. They put it up as zecher the mezuzah, but they didn't think that they were accomplishing the mezuzah. It wasn't protecting them. And as the Gemara says here, sakana, it provided and offers no protection when you do it wrong. So from both of those reasons, he said that he thinks that it's wrong to hang the mezuzah on the mirror, both because it's ineffective and it's a bizayon to the mezuzah.
They didn't
have a problem with what he was doing. He wasn't doing it to say that he was doing the mitzvah mezuzah. He was doing it to just zeicha the mitzvah mezuzah.
It's even inappropriate. They're saying it's not even inappropriate activity.
Because I don't think they were doing it in a way that they thought it was afforded.
It's not covered with mezuzah.
Right. Yeah, right. We don't see that here. They don't criticize him. All right. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lenicha betoch halalo shel petach. The mitzvah of putting up the mezuzah is in the frame of the door. So the Gemara says, pshito. Of course. It says, bish arecha. In the shar. In the shar means inside the Mezuzot and the mashkof within the frame of the door. So Amar Rachma, that's what the Torah says. Sagadat kamina hov Amar Rava mitzvah nicha betevach asumuch lirushut harabim. If you have a very wide sha'ar, you have like in Yerushalayim, you enter in the sharim of Yerushalayim. They're very wide. How do you know where to put the mezuzah along the sha'ar? The Gemara says betevach asumuch lirushut harabim. You should place it as close as possible within a tefach of rishut harabim on the outside. Why do we do that? So that he will be pogea b'mitzvah right away. As soon as you walk in, you'll hit the mezuzah right away. So I would have thought, the further out, the better. Then go even further out. Come at the merchak male. Push it out all the way to the fat past the shahr. Go even further out. And you put it somewhere, hang it on a post, put it up by the, when you enter in. So the answer is no, it's got to be within the shahr. So that's a kamash malon, that you got to put it within the inside of the shahr, not outside the framework of the shahr. Even though within the shahr itself, we want you to get it as close as possible to the outside. We'll stop over there.